Hello, fellow birders, or should I say fellow murderers? Welcome back to the Winging It podcast. Today's episode is called Marked by the Murder. Oddly enough, though, these birds don't commit murders, but rather are scavengers who help clean up our environment. Did you guess the bird? If you guessed the crow, you would be correct. Today, we'll be talking about just a few yet fascinating ways that crows are amazing birds within our environment.
We're your hosts,
Nick
Faith,
and Jade, and today we'll focus on crows' ability to recognize human faces, their ability to recognize themselves, as well as their capabilities of tool usage. Throughout this journey, we'll also be hearing from the executive director of the Carolina Waterfowl Rescue Center, Mrs. Jennifer Gordon, who was more than happy to talk to us about crows and some of the things that she's seen while working with them and other bird species over the past 20 years. Let's get started.
First things first, let's talk about crows and their ability to recognize human faces. This is one of the coolest and most surprising abilities found in the animal kingdom. But crows don't just remember human faces, they can distinguish between individuals and how those people treated them. This shows that recognition is tied to memory and associated experiences with those individuals. But here's the important part: crows don't just recognize human faces, they remember exactly who you are and how you treated them. So their recognition is tied to memory and past experiences with a specific human. We believe this came to be while crows lived along with humans long ago during ancient agricultural practices. A study performed in 2012 showed that crows use similar neural processes to humans to remember faces and associate feelings with them. They use the amygdala, the part of the brain responsible for emotions like fear, along with visual processing regions to recognize faces and decision-making areas to determine how to respond. All this comes together in a really cool ability to associate emotion and memory with specific people, much like humans. In the study I mentioned, masks featuring different expressions were used around crows. A threatening expression was worn to capture the crows, and a more caring face was worn when feeding the crows upon capture. When reintroduced to these masks, crows associated feelings with them and acted very differently towards both. When shown the threatening face, crows were fearful and showed behaviors that reinforced this feeling, such as intense focus and less blinking. When crows were presented with the caring face, they associated it with food and reward and were happier. Crows were more relaxed and blinked more around the scientist, showing some level of trust. So, in a way, crows aren't just remembering a human face, they're evaluating it. The bottom line of this study found that crows recognize individual human faces and associate emotions with them. And to do this, they utilize a pathway very similar to humans and mammals. Our interviewee, Miss Gordon, even shared her experience with the crow she knows personally.
The other thing about crows that I think people don't realize is that they have to earn, you have to earn their relationship with them. It's not just granted to you automatically. Like I raised Ace, the crow that I was talking about, and so I can be gone, for any length of time. I had an accident a couple years ago and I was out of work for 3 months. She was just ecstatic to see me again. She definitely recognized me even though I was gone, and she had other caretakers. But also when we add a new caretaker, they don't just automatically trust you. They people are like, Ace doesn't like me. But no, you have to earn the trust from the bird. And so you get that by developing a relationship. Giving treats helps because she likes that, but you definitely have to work your way into being her friend. And it's interesting to me that there are some people that just naturally have more of a gentle personality.
Wow, I find it super interesting that crows can recognize human faces because that ties into another fact I learned about crows actually, which is their ability to recognize themselves in what is called a mirror test. A study conducted by Buniadi and his associates at the Department of Zoology, University of Delhi in 2019, conducted an experiment called a mirror test. Basically, they put a tiny colored mark on the crows in a spot it can't see without a mirror. Then they watch what happens. And get this. Most of the crows, when they saw themselves in the mirror, started trying to remove the mark with their beaks or claws. Like they realize, wait, that's on me. And what's wild is they don't do that when there was no mirror or when the mark was basically invisible. So they weren't just reacting randomly. They actually understood the reflection was themselves. This reminds me of something our interviewee, Mrs. Gordon, said about them placing mirrors in the enclosures of crows when they were young, so they wouldn't feel alone and they'd have a sense of company. But as they grew older, they began to realize that they were actually just seeing a reflection of themselves. Why this is so interesting is that self-recognition used to be something we thought only humans and maybe a few animals like chimpanzees or dolphins could do, but now crows are all here passing the same tests. And honestly, it kind of changes how we think about intelligence. Crows don't even have brains like ours, but they're still showing this really advanced level of thinking. It's like evolution found a totally different way to get to the same result. So yeah, long story short, crows might be way smarter and way more self-aware than we ever give them credit for.
Well, crows have demonstrated human recognition and self-recognition capabilities, which help them navigate the world around them. Crows have also been seen to utilize tools to take advantage of their surroundings. You know, Jade, the part about young crows having a mirror in their cage to keep them company, it reminds me of how the physically weaker crows take advantage of tools to get their food. Now, crows don't quite work how cavemen did back in the day. In fact, a research study done in 2023 by Loma Pendergraf and his colleagues in Seattle, Washington, looked at the neural circuitry involved in the proficiency levels of crows as they learned to use tools based on one of Aesop's fables, The Crow in the Pitcher, in which the water level in a tube is too low for the crow to reach with its beak. But there are stones nearby that, if the crow can learn to place those stones into the water level will rise and therefore they'll be able to drink. These researchers slightly altered this fable by having a cheese puff floating on top of the water as their reward for completing the task. They captured 16 wild American crows, Corvus brachyrhynchus, 10 males and 6 females, and they were classified as either 2 years old, sub-adults, or older, were adults. Interestingly, four adult females were highly proficient in this experiment. Most of the adult males, however, had low proficiency, as in they never used the stones, and the remaining eight, which were primarily sub-adults, were medium proficiency, meaning they never picked up and dropped the hanging stones. Due to these findings, the researchers speculated that these adult females had such high proficiency because they've had the time and experience to learn to take advantage of the area around them to outcompete the larger adult males for food, whereas the sub-adults still hadn't reached that level of skill yet. When talking with our guest speaker, Mrs. Gordon mentioned how their facility uses tools with their crows.
We have quite a few crows that live with us, and we see them figuring out puzzles, using tools. We utilize these things as enrichment for them. Because it definitely gives them something to do and keeps them mentally and physically active. But, we can put things in there and we'll not be able to figure out how they're doing something like getting a cage open or something like that. So over the years, we've obviously got it down to a science where we know what they're capable of, but they can open doors with specific latches and everything. And, so they're definitely, like I said, one of the smartest birds that we work with. And there's not a lot of them that use tools like that that we have that we use, but I think it definitely shows how smart they are that they can figure things out.
So overall, crows over evolutionary time have been selected for this tool usage behavior in order to better take advantage of the resources around them, which is especially seen in females in order to gain better access to food and therefore take care of their offspring, and even just to escape the Carolina Waterfowl Rescue Center.
And that's a wrap on today's episode. Crows are way more intelligent than most people realize. From recognizing human faces to actually recognizing themselves in a mirror and even using tools to solve problems, like little feathered engineers. They're far different than your average backyard bird. We hope you learned something new and maybe even see crows a little differently now. And maybe next time you see a crow, you'll stop and appreciate just how clever these feathered friends really are. And who knows, you may even catch a crow observing or problem solving in ways that might surprise you. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.